This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. A declassified version of a U.S. intelligence report expected to be released later today finds that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman approved the 2018 killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi, according to four U.S. officials familiar with the matter. The officials said the report, for which the CIA was the main contributor, assessed that the Crown Prince approved and likely ordered the murder of Khashoggi, whose Washington Post column had criticized the Crown Prince's policies. President Joe Biden told reporters Wednesday he had read the report and expected to speak soon by phone with the Saudi Arabian King Salman, father of the Crown Prince. The report's release is part of Biden's policy to realign ties with Riyadh after years of giving the Arab ally and major oil producer a pass on its human rights record and its intervention in Yemen's civil war. President Biden Wednesday revoked a proclamation from its predecessor that blocked many green card applicants from entering the United States. Former President Donald Trump issued the ban last year, saying it was needed to protect U.S. workers amid high unemployment due to the coronavirus pandemic. Biden rejected the reasoning, saying the visa ban had prevented families from reuniting here in the U.S. and harmed United States businesses. Immigrant advocates had pressed the president in recent weeks for him to lift the visa ban, which was set to expire on March 31st. Biden left in place another ban on most foreign temporary workers. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app via remote. This is VOA News. U.S. regulators say analysis of Johnson & Johnson's single-dose vaccine shows it offers strong protection against severe COVID-19. An advisory committee will meet Friday to review the vaccine's data and vote to recommend whether the vaccine should be authorized for emergency use here in the U.S. The Food and Drug Administration will have the final say. Doctors say if authorized by the FDA for emergency use, Johnson & Johnson could start shipping vaccine doses out across the country within a week. Officials in Nigeria say gunmen killed 36 people in two attacks in the northern part of the country Wednesday, a day after insurgents fired rocket-propelled grenades amid worsening security facing Africa's most populous nation. Armed bandits killed 18 people in two separate villages, and several people were injured in the attacks. The assailants burnt down their houses, displacing many of those villagers. The latest attack comes less than a month after the president, Muhammadu Buhari, replaced his long-standing military chiefs and amid worsening violence with the armed forces fighting to reclaim other northeastern towns overrun by insurgents. Guinea has launched an Ebola vaccination drive to halt this month's outbreak of the deadly disease of the West African nation. Health workers began vaccinating people Tuesday, where the latest outbreak began nearly 2 weeks ago. So far, at least five people have died. Authorities say the new cases are the first in the West African nation since a mass outbreak in 2013 to 2016 that killed more than 11,300 people in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. Facebook, on which they pledged to invest at least $1 billion to support journalism over the next 3 years, as the social media giant defended its handling of a dispute with Australia over payments to media organizations. The social media platform came under fire after it blanketed, or rather blanked out, the pages of media outlets for Australian users and blocked them from sharing any news content rather than submit to the proposed legislation. The head of the global affairs for Facebook said that to comply with the law as originally proposed in Australia, Facebook would have been forced to pay potentially unlimited amounts of money to multinational media conglomerates under an arbitration system that deliberately misdescribes the relationship between the publishers and Facebook. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Michael Brown. VOA News.